Okie dokie, folks. Hey, this is Ghost Hunting Texas Style.
Blog
We're going to have
Talk
you
Radio.
And you can hear the Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to
Fort Worth Paranormals
Ghost Hunting,
Ghost Hunting,
Texas Style,
bringing you the best in paranormal radio.
That's right. Welcome to Ghost Hunting Texas Style. We are live every Thursday night, right here on Unknown Paranormal Radio Network with host Justin Eric and yours truly, Kevin Bryant. Are you with me, sir?
I am here.
Well, what's happening, brother? We're about to kick this thing off, man. Thank you to everybody for tuning in tonight. This is Ghost Hunting Texas Style. We appreciate everybody listening in, and listening on the archives, and joining in the chat. Tonight is going to be a great show. We've got a lot of things to talk about. And one of the things we like to do around here is keep it real. Justin, we're going to keep it real tonight, sir. I know we've got a couple of things to talk about. What are you going to talk about? Chaos.
Oh, man, it's going to be an array of things, you know, freaking bullying and all that other stuff. I ain't talking about parabullying. I'm just talking about bullying in general, you know, especially when your kids are subject to that type of stuff.
Oh, man. I can't be having any of that. And as a daddy, you definitely can't let anybody be bullying around on your kids. We know that for a fact. So we're going to get into that. The last 30 minutes of our show every week is what we like to call chaos. Chaos is where we talk about anything and everything. We say what we want, about what we want, when we want to, because that's how we do it. Isn't that right, Justin?
Well, absolutely, man.
That's what makes it Texas. We kind of do our own thing down here, you know? A lot of the stuff that goes on in Texas and what's accepted in Texas and, you know, the way people are just in general is a little bit different than the whole rest of the country. And, you know, we love it. And that's what keeps us there. Now, Justin, you're actually stationed out in Arkansas. I know we talk about this every week. But at some point, I'm hoping that some of it will just go away. So tell me what's going on with Arkansas this week, man.
Let's see. A lot of rain. Pollen out the yin yang, and it's craziness.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, as far as the rain goes, we've got a lot of rain over here. And I was in the backyard a little bit earlier, kind of playing, you know, just playing catch with my daughter. She's in softball. Anytime we play a game in the backyard that includes the throwing or catching of a ball, my dog thinks it's playtime, and Justin, you've seen old Lucky Dog. He's pretty good size, you know.
Oh yeah.
He'll knock you down, and he can jump, you know. And so we're back here playing catch, man, and he's jumping up in there, snatching the baseball right out of the air. And there's this little bitty dog back behind us, little wiener dog. Something back there is just yapping. I don't know what this dog is saying to Lucky, but it has got him fired up. And he has tracked a mud hole from one corner of my yard all the way to the other. The dog is completely, I mean, he was brown to start with, but this is a different kind of brown. He is just covered in mud. He's destroyed the grass back there. I mean, it's terrible. I don't know. He ain't coming in the house. I don't need that damn much. not in here, man. I have, light-colored carpets and, not getting into my stuff. Not today. Not going to happen. I don't think so. Justin.
No. What's up?
Justin, when are you coming back down here?
Let's see here. Freaking hopefully soon, man. Hopefully real soon.
Well, I know you were down here just last weekend. You and I actually went and did a little presentation over there for the city of Grapevine.
Right.
This was a group of the Romance Writers of America. And what a cool group of ladies, man. I tell you what, it was fun, man. We had a good time. What do you think?
When a ghost loves a woman. Yeah. That's all I got to say.
It was a blast. I mean, they were really a cool bunch of ladies, man. I mean, they had some good questions, some good, solid ideas and theories about how this whole paranormal thing works. And you know, it was funny, almost every single one of them had their own personal experience, didn't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the thing is that,
Are you with me? Are you here? Are you focused and ready? Are you ready to do the show?
I'm ready.
All right. Okay. Well, let's do it then. These ladies, they have a very, very passionate idea of how they wanted the interpretation of the paranormal to go into some of the, you know, the books they're writing, magazines. Some of these were editors and you know, different kind of newspaper articles and stuff like that. And, you know, a lot of the books that they write, those are the ones that, you know, I remember seeing, you know, when you're kids, you find these, you know, romance novels all over the place. I mean, romance novels are pretty damn explicit, you know. and there's a whole thing about the paranormal that's kind of scary and kind of seductive, I guess, you know, if you spin it in that way. But I tell you what, man, either way, we were honored to do it. I thought it was a really cool experience, and we appreciate them having us out. And they are definitely going to try to come to one of our events. You know what, Justin? We have an event coming up at America famous Catfish Plantation down in Waxahachie, Texas. You know, we do this for these guys. every year we have the privilege to come out there and host their after-hours ghost party. And, you know, they have a full dinner, and these people come out, and we provide them the equipment and kind of tell them where the hot spots are and our experiences. And, you know, we turn them loose, man. They get to go investigate for themselves. And, what more fun is that? If I'm going somewhere, okay, here's the way I think about it. If I'm interested in something, right, if I'm interested in it enough to go somewhere and pay money to show up to do the thing,
right,
just let me go. You know what I mean? Just let me go. Let me go do my thing. I want to go check it out. I don't want somebody standing over me saying, okay, you need to ask this question here with this and then be quiet, you know, or, oh, go sit over here real quiet. You know, I don't want anybody doing that. I want somebody to say, hey, take somebody with you with a walkie-talkie and make sure you're safe and go get them. You know, go have fun. Go tear it up. And we'll see what happens. And that's kind of what we do, man. We get a chance to, you know, come out and experience this thing for themselves. Because, Justin, you know, you and I talk a lot about, you know, this stuff and the conferences and the places we go to speak and stuff like that. When people ask about how this whole paranormal thing works. And, you know, it's funny because on our show, we really don't talk about the paranormal that much. But, you know, like we've said before, it's a part of life, you know. So there's a whole bunch of stuff in life that's going on right now. But we tell people all the time, it's not our job to prove that paranormal activity exists. You know, it's not our job. But what we are doing is we're out here trying to provide an opportunity for people that either don't believe or do or interested or something like that to go out and experience it for themselves. And you know as well as I do firsthand, one of the best feelings you can ever feel is seeing that look on somebody's face when they have an experience. And you see those wheels turning. You know, they're trying to rule everything out. And they know for a fact there's nothing or no one that should have caused what just happened to them. And it's like that Rolodex of questions goes off. I mean, they are caught. They're hooked. That's it. Next thing you know, they're watching the damn ghost shows 5 nights a week. You know, boom, they have a team, they start out, and they got the whole thing, you know, and that's a lot of, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of people may have started that way, and that's great, you know, because, you know, we've talked a lot about as well that, you know, everybody out there has something good, we think, to bring into this field, because we're all looking for the same thing, right? I mean, is there an expert in this junk? No. I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. So we're all trying to find that one answer, Justin. And I know you talk a lot about unity and vision and people getting, you know, fired up and passionate about that. We're going to talk a little bit about that later on in the second half of the show. But right now, Justin, one of the things we like to do here is what? Music, right? Music.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You're pretty sure holding that stuff up. And I want to play a song that we heard last week that you put up in here in this thing. Man, it was great. It was really good. I was like, dadgum, we ought to put that as our opener song. I mean, hey, you know what? We didn't do any Colby's. Here you go. That's right.
Yeah, we got Michelle Vance there in the chat room. Let's go ahead and give her a Colby.
Oh, hi, Michelle. Vance. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. We love that girl. Guess what, Justin? Guess
what's
what, Michelle? SWP is coming to Florida. I'm going to put it on the wall now. We're going to Florida. She's having an event down there, and dadgummit, Michelle Vance is good people. She's good people. We love her, and we got a chance to go hang out with that girl, and we're going to do it. And what better place to do it in Florida? You can get rained on and killed all in about 15 minutes, depending on the type of area in which you're standing at the time. I mean,
absolutely,
it's awesome.
And you can get your face eaten off by zombie people.
I'm staying away from anything that has to do with bath or salt. I will take the shower and stay by the pool if that's what's going on down there. But either way, I'm going to see Michelle, and that's just how it is. You know what? I'm listening to this song that we heard last week, and I'm telling you, man, it was good. Yeah, dang, it was good. Here it is right here, folks. Be back in a few. This is Ghost Hunting Texas South.
Yeah.
Yeah. Undead. Yeah.
The hell?
What's happening?
Hello.
What's up, man?
What's going on, man? It sounds like you're having some technical difficulties there, brother.
No, I called the web. Michelle wanted me to change my font in the chat room, so I changed the web things.
No, you're like, you're breaking up super bad, dude. Blog Talk Radio is having a severe outage right now, and they did suggest that we should reschedule the show. Their system is crashing, and that may be part of the problem or what's going on. Not real sure about that, but I'm not hearing any of the audio or anything on there, which really sucks because
I heard it, and then it went out, and then of course the music came back on, and all that stuff. Try refreshing the switchboard; it might help a little bit. I don't know. And then you can play some Bill Dance, and we'll see what's up.
All right. Let's see what happens. I don't know, brother. Your phone's cutting out really bad, man. We may have to.
I got a very powerful signal.
I can't even understand what you're saying, brother. We may have to. We may have to do this another night. Yep, this is not good. This is not good at all. Yeah, we got some issues. We definitely got some issues. Oh, crap. Justin, you there? You there?